Episode 518, January 12th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Robbie Robinson with the new job. Have you been able to watch The Bachelor, Robbie?
I am caught up on The Bachelor.
Okay.
Yeah, no job is going to stop him from getting his appropriate television watching it.
I'm one behind.
I sent you guys a screen cap, one of the bachelorettes.
Yes.
From Odenton, Maryland.
I remember watching that. Now, I saw the first episode. Do you agree that this is the hottest group of girls they've ever had?
Yeah, I'm not into the bald chick, and I'm not into
there's 30 girls, not into one of them.
Can't you do what's called the median, mean, and mode? Can't you eliminate the top and the bottom and then...
The bald chick, by the way, is super hot.
She's, oh, really?
She's got a nice body, but, you know, that shaved head thing. She's a runway model, Joe.
Yeah.
And then the other, that woman who calls herself the queen, she's hot.
No. She's hideous, but she's there just to be that person.
Correct. They didn't pick her for her looks.
Right. But the girl that came out wearing just her lingerie and then a couple dresses on a rack for him to just decide. I mean, that girl was amazing. The vibrator girl. It's not a bad watch.
And by the way, my pick is the deaf girl to win.
Of course.
No, Robbie is right, because I remember when there was a deaf Miss America. As soon as she came out, Robbie's like, she's going to win.
Well, she's also very attractive, this deaf girl.
Yeah, she is, but she's not as a... Look, they seem to hit it off. He's a very good-looking guy.
She got the first impression right.
Yeah.
Well, that was... Listen, having not seen it, I smell a rat. You know what I mean? Like, the first impression is the person with the handicap, so I can show that I'm somebody who doesn't see things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know what's up.
That's good for him, though. He's smart.
It's like every single commercial, every single television show now, like, you know, it's like, okay... There's a gay couple. There's a mixed couple. Like, everybody's okay with it. You don't have to. It's fine. You don't have to make sure every box is checked. Everybody's fine with whatever. Is that what you want to do?
We have to get a gay intern on the show and then a black producer. We need to totally mix it up, Robbie.
Don't you feel that she was very genuine? She seemed like one of the most genuine people on the show.
No.
Right?
What is she going to be deaf and be a bitch?
Hey, what did she have one of those like voices like the chick from Children of a Lesser God? What's her name?
A tiny, tiny bit. She has a cochlear implant, so she can hear a little bit.
She sounds like Gollum.
She sounds like Lou Ferrigno.
A little bit.
A little like Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bachelor podcast.
But there is a woman on there named Katie, by coincidence, who is very attractive.
Well, speaking of Katie is an attractive, I have another crush on a girl, an actress. She's on the show Chicago Med. And I realize, I guess she probably looks like Katie, too. So the first picture that might show up, I'm not a big fan of, but Tori DeVito.
I'm looking for her right now.
Tori DeVito.
Chicago.
T-O.
Just
type in Tori DeVito.
Well, no, this is clearly.
Why don't you just go right to her name?
This is her. I already know
who
it is.
Yes.
She's super hot.
Of course she's super hot.
Yeah, what do you think? How do you think she's going to be? Is that her right there? See, this is her trying to look normal. But she's still a 10. Okay, no, this chick's way hot.
Right. But it's a look. I keep going for these.
Hold on, give me the
brunettes.
Should I be jealous? What? Give me the give me the name again.
Tori DeVito. T-O-R-R-E-Y and then DeVito, like Danny, I think.
Okay. Oh, no. Two T's.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha.
Let's take a look at Tori DeVito. All right. No, she's, yeah, all right. I'm a big fan. This is clearly not the daughter of Danny.
Why are you going on the news instead of
images? Sorry, I did not mean to do that. I meant to go to images. Is this the daughter of Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito?
Good for them if they produce that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to.
She's been in other things. Are you familiar with her, Robbie or Joe?
Nope. I'm not. What else has she been in?
I think she's been in some big stuff.
Well, you need to be more specific.
All right.
I don't know. I'm getting on here right now. Vampire Diaries, is that it?
That seems like something, right?
Oh, no, no.
Does Gramps watch Chicago PD?
This is Chicago Med, but no. I think he would like those shows, but he said he watched PD and he didn't like it.
Here's what he watches. He watches NCIS. And by the way, I've never really watched NCIS until I lived with Dad, and that show is absolute fucking shit.
The Mark Harmon.
Oh, they're all. I mean, they are so bad.
I know. I've watched those.
Robbie, have you ever watched one?
I don't think they're bad. They're just for what they are.
They are. Yeah, and I asked Dad once. I said, "You can't tell the difference between the writing on Better Call Saul and the writing on these shows." And he said, "No."
Yeah, and it's popcorn.
By the way, can I say something? I wish I was the same way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I wish I believe me. There's something to be said for not. I would like to just like. Whatever they were intending for me to feel, I just feel that. I'd like that.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get that way with these Chicago shows. I know that they're, look, it's Dick Wolf. He knows how to make TV. But everyone's super hot. You know, we know that's not real. Like,
yeah.
And everything,
Cool J.
Things tend to wrap up a little too neatly.
Right,
but,
yes.
Hey.
Can I say the worst show that he watches? Is that show with Tom Selleck,
Blue Bloods,
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yes.
Oh, that is a piece of shit.
See, I think if you like that, you'd think Chicago PD has more grit. They're actually having to rewrite or having to write stuff about police brutality because the main guy is like they're always just beating
like Vic Mackey.
Yeah, basically. No, really, exactly like Vic Mackey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, can you imagine if the Shield be on? Would it be able to be on TV right now?
I don't know.
Although I don't think it would. Do you know why? Because they were the heroes. Now they were anti-heroes, but
right.
At the end of the day, you often found yourself rooting for them, right?
Well, most popular shows are detective shows. You're always rooting for the detective or the cop.
Yes, and a lot of times they got to slap you around because listen. Do you know why? That's a base, what's this, emotion, and that's, you want to feel
yes,
justice, right?
Yes.
And when you already get to see that this person is an evil person, and then you get to see the hero exacting justice,
of course.
That makes you feel good, right?
Yes.
I'm currently watching, by the way, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
We're watching different shows.
Now, I'll tell you this about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Is it better than Stargirl?
It's 1,000 times better than Stargirl.
Did you finish Stargirl?
I did finish Stargirl. I'm recommending Stargirl to no one.
All right.
However, I am recommending Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
There's a new one, right?
There's nudity in it. There's no joke.
Okay.
All right?
Witch nudity or teenage nudity?
It's both, right? She's in high school. I don't know how to justify it or whatever.
I don't
think
you can, Joe.
But I think she's 18, I think.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Right? Barely legal, I believe is the term.
I believe
But by the way, barely legal, it also is legal.
Yes, but
so you just take the barely out.
You wouldn't want to advertise
legal.
It, though.
Well, no, you shouldn't say barely legal.
You shouldn't say, hey, I'm into 18-year-olds.
You should say,
it wouldn't be.
I'm into women who are past the age of consent.
Okay.
That's who I'm into.
That sounds a little creepy.
But anyway, yeah, this show is it's worth a watch. It's fun.
All
right.
What's it on?
It's on
CW
Netflix.
Again?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No nudity on the CW. There was an episode of Chicago Med where they have a guy in there. He's like 22. He's overweight, not like crazy overweight, but just typical.
Give me somebody whose weight he is.
He's James Finn, you know?
Okay. Okay. There you go, audience.
Sorry.
Google James Finn. Realtor.
He's add 30 pounds. Okay. To that. And he's in there for some issue. And his dad is overweight, and like so they think it's just some overweight thing. Anyway, he ends up, he has some more serious issue, and they have to have surgery, and then he dies. So I'm thinking, And in this episode, like the final thing he says, look, I got to get my life together. I got to eat better. I got to exercise. And I realize
right.
that now.
That's the last thing he says.
Basically, yeah, okay. And then he dies. So, but I'm thinking as the actor, like you were cast because you look unhealthy. Like you could be dying soon at a young age.
You're kind of typecast.
But
unless
does that make him?
Unless you're Chris Pratt.
Right.
And you could have a full body makeover.
So he has to have this realization as an actor that his character needs to, but his real life hasn't reached that point.
Right. See? Meaning he could easily say, wow, the fact that they want me for this role means that I got to get my life together, right?
Or, but then I'm thinking maybe he realizes, what am I going to, I'm not good looking. I can't just lose 50 pounds and suddenly I'm like the leading man.
These are the roles I need to go
right.
after. So I have to stay disgusting.
And then I'm thinking of his dad. His dad's in his 50s. So this guy's been, he's been holding on to this fat care. He's like, how could I, why would I lose weight? This guy's, I could be this guy in 20. I could be in the business for 30 years. I could play the dad, the fat dad.
Yeah, yeah. I
so
guess.
I just want to know what goes through the mind of the actor.
Well, you know, I always thought about that, like with Phyllis from The Office.
Yeah, yes.
Like they were always talking about how she wasn't attractive.
Right.
All stuff. It's like, you got to kind of know yourself.
Somebody flashed her.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You have yeah. to kind of know yourself. And I like
Kevin,
the
yeah.
self-aware people. I like that.
I like it too.
There's a lot of appeal. And what I don't like are the people that are not self-aware. I am not a big fan of that.
They're the worst.
Kevin from The Office apparently is a top earner on Cameo.
I don't doubt that at all. I bet he's crushing.
Yeah, how could he
I
not
know Koeckner
be?
Does. Well. All The Office people, the Angelas, I bet, the what's her name, Meredith, the one that's always drunk.
Yeah.
She probably does well, too.
Who wouldn't want to have them?
Creed probably does well, yeah.
What do you think Kevin, what does he charge, Robbie?
$100, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what he charges, but he's apparently like one or two on there.
Is he doing better than J.L. Covan, who's charging like
yes.
$150?
He's
you
crushing.
Know, I had an idea, sort of a Gramps cameo, but not a Gramps-io, but what if Gramps, I said for money, but I just talked to him without giving him the idea, and he said he'd do it for free. What if our listeners solicited Gramps to write a poem for their loved one?
Oh, but let me tell you something. I would love that for him.
That's really what I'm doing it for him.
God, I would love it. Here's the thing. Listen, if you're our Patreon, he was on 98 Rock. There's been a lot of discussions about him putting activities in his life. He's fighting it tooth and nail.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, but it is what it is. And by the way, I wouldn't even mind as much if every single comment he made wasn't shitting on me for not being attentive enough, right? Which is absolutely making me nuts. Just today, he was up with Katie eating dinner. And by the way, the first thing he said is, where's my food? Which, you know, is not something you want to say after somebody worked a full work day and then bought you food that you didn't offer to pay for.
Yeah.
But whatever. And that's neither here nor there.
Feed me.
Yes, feed me. But then he's upstairs, and Katie's like, what did you do today? Because, you know, we've been kind of pushing him to try to find more things to do. And then he goes, well, I went on a walk by myself. I'm fucking working, right? You know, and he's
guilt-tripping him.
God, he does. And every single day when I come home, and I'm not allowed to tell him when I come home. Robbie, do you know why?
Because he'll call you and say, where are you?
He'll stand out at the window.
Oh, I know. Yes. I never
like
tell
he's
him
a
when
puppy.
I'm coming.
So you can't,
I never tell him when I'm coming
home. You can't
over.
Tell him when you're coming home. And then he said, what time are you coming home? I go, I'm not telling you. I can't have you just standing in the window for a half an hour. By the way, and I got to get to where I was getting. But
well, I want to get back to my idea. I want to really, you know.
Okay.
Let's just flesh it out.
Yes. We'll
bring
we'll
him in
there.
Here, too.
Yes. We'll definitely do that. But, when he was upstairs, he goes, I went on that walk by myself. And every single day when I come in, I work from home, which sometimes I do. I come home at noon and I work from home. He always says, what are you doing in there? Every time. I go, Dad, I work till five. I can't just stop working, you know. Then I'll come in and go, you want to go for a walk around the block? I go, Dad, I literally have to be at my computer. I can't have.
He's still working from home, right?
He is working from home.
Okay.
His work is different than mine. It doesn't require the same type of 9 to 5 that mine does. But, and it never changes either. He asks me every single day, just like he does about the radio.
Well, you got Valentine's Day coming up in a month. So Gramps writing a Valentine's Day poem for your loved one? How can this is a winning idea, right?
Yeah, well, I think if we can get him to commit any Patreon, who let's keep it to Patreon at first, okay?
Ooh, wow, look at
everybody
you,
businessman. Anybody who's on Patreon who wants to send us a message, your loved one's name, what you want included
some
in the poem
facts
thoughts.
About them.
Exactly. We'll send it to Gramps, and we'll have him do a poem for you.
Yeah, and I would like for him to do that, just to have something. Yes. And by the way, he's also good at that.
And we'll read them on the main show.
Well, we can't read them all if there's a bunch of them, but we'll read.
There's a thousand of them.
We'll read the best of them, right?
Yeah, every Patreon does this.
If every Patreon does this, then we certainly won't read them all on the show. But my
he'll,
dad's a good
he'll
poet.
Be a no, I know he is. Yeah, he'll be a busy man. Should we bring him in and ask him or just commit him to doing it?
What do you say, Robbie? You want to bring him in?
Your call, Joe. You're the one who has to deal with the technical part.
Then it's tough to get him out.
We'll right. bring him on at the end then.
No, we'll bring him in. Let's take a break and we'll bring on my dad.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding, and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery. A wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death, and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Next performance, February 13th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
I'm sure he'll say yes.
Yeah, we couldn't get the mic to work, so my dad will not be on. He was not thrilled, by the way, to not.
Yeah, I feel like we just let everybody down. So
yeah,
we're sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
That does stink. I guess I got to screw around with that.
Yeah, work on that. Maybe we can have him on next week.
I don't know what all the right. deal is. Yeah, and by the way, I went out to dinner with my father and my wife and my son on Sunday.
Okay. Super spreader.
I believe that was it. Sunday, right. So I didn't bring it up. My father brought this up, and this was, I complain that when I was under 10 years old, my father sent me out with a rake and my brother to rake up leaves that fell from 40 oak trees in our yard. That's what he had me doing at 9 years old. I'm only younger than that, right?
Yeah.
So
slave anyway, labor.
So this is so great. Today, or that day, he goes, yeah, Joe's always exaggerating. He says he had to drag leaves back. All the way back. He goes, it was 10 feet. Okay, that's what he said, right? So that annoyed me because he brought it up, right? And that's always something that's affected me in my youth about my youth is that, you know, I was literally, my entire weekends were gone for about a 3-month period of time every single year just trying to rake yeah. leaves, right? So, you know, obviously it affected me and I think about that, but I didn't bring it up. He did. So I'm like, 10 feet, huh? So what I did was I went back and there's a house that's been built where we used to drag the leaves, Robbie. What year do you think that home was built that's now where there's a fence? What year?
No clue.
It was built in 2006. Okay, I just went on Real Property Search. And then I just took Rob back there with a flashlight. How far back do you think it was that the leaves had to be drug? How far?
50 feet?
Oh, it's at least.
Rob said he thought it was the length of a football field.
I bet it's closer to a football field than 50 feet.
Oh,
closer
yeah.
Closer to 100 than 50.
Well, hell, just from where that new place.
A football field is 300.
300, yeah. It's well over 100 yes. feet. It's yes. at least 100 feet.
Right.
Yeah. So My dad, it's like, you can say nothing and we cannot talk about it. But when you say it's 10 feet.
He's really just digging it in.
Yeah, that gets on my nerves. So I literally went on Real Property Search today. The lot was sold in 2004 for $30,000. The house was built in 2006 for $480,000.
This is over 40 years ago, and you're not over this.
Well, no, I'm over it unless you're going to act like you can't say what you remember is shit.
Right.
Then I'm going to look into it. We can just not bring it up.
Right.
But once you say it's 10 feet,
Yeah, when you're not even close.
And here's the other thing he doesn't take into consideration.
That sounds like a COVID argument on Facebook.
I was in an argument today about that.
We won't go there.
No, we won't. But I also had to... Robbie was involved too. Robbie, you don't have the same memory of this as I do. You're fine with it.
You talking about the leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was as traumatic as me. The thing that really was painful for me was the stacking of the wood.
Yeah, it's not like, by the way, we didn't get a break.
Yeah, that was just one of the many tasks.
Oh my God. Well, you know what my dad used to, again, you got to remember this, is that when we rake the leaves, let's just put it this way. As soon as we left, he began the process of reducing that responsibility.
Right.
I'll say that. To the point where there are less trees, there's less yard, somebody gets paid to do it, there's more equipment, there's that. But the stacking of the wood, my father, do you know what a cord of wood is? A cord?
I know the term. I wouldn't know how much it is, though.
Well, it's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
And my father would have somebody come out and dump like three cords of wood in the driveway.
You have to chop it?
It's like a dump truck full, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother and I would go out there, and what we'd have to do is you'd stack three pieces of wood that like they would run perpendicular to one another on the sides, and then you'd fill up the middle with the rest of the wood.
Yeah.
It took fucking forever to do this. And we were alone doing it. Now,
do you have gloves on, or are you just getting your hands
by the way
jacked up?
I don't think I wore gloves. I had gloves on. As a matter of fact, I've told this before, I got poison ivy from it one time, so I know I wasn't wearing gloves, right? It's like he went and bought me gloves. I'm a child, right? Okay, whatever. Anyway, we had to do that, but I just lost my train of thought. Oh, as soon as we leave, he's like, I don't want to stack this wood. He gets a pellet stove, and then that's it. And somebody comes, and they stack the pellet bags. And
it's a lot easier.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. Yeah. He's no longer
Gramps,
stacking wood.
He twice dropped Beauty and the Beast on pictures last week of me. First of all, it's funny. If you Google, I don't know why I did this, but I Googled Rob Mayer girlfriend. The first picture that pops up is me and Tiffany Haddish. So I just thought it was funny, and I posted it on Instagram and Facebook. If I posted that, then I posted the other picture. If you Google Tiffany Haddish's boyfriend, it's Common, the rapper.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just that. So on both a picture of me and Tawanda and of me and Tiffany Haddish, he types Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
So it got me thinking, what is the...
He probably thought Tiffany Haddish was Tawanda.
He probably did. That's on the Mount Rushmore of Gramps lines. What are they? Is it something I said? Or
It's who's prettier, me or you.
Okay.
Is it something I said? Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And what else do we have, Robbie, that we get a
Gramps
lot of?
Classics.
I do know this one time.
There's got to be a comment. Are you a model or something like that?
Well, here's something funny. So, because I've used a line similar to this to compliment people. I'll walk into a room and there'll be people that go, what is this, a Mensa meeting? Right. So I'll do the same thing. It's a similar to what my father does. Right. So it's not like I don't think there's something endearing about that. But I remember that I had a show in Annapolis, and a bunch of people that worked for me came to the show.
Uh-huh.
And they were all girls. And they were all younger girls, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, I go, hey, Dad, these people work with me. And he goes, what is this, a beauty contest now? They thought he said booty. So
it also works.
Well, yeah, but it's a big difference about saying, hey, you guys are all pretty, instead of, oh, you all have big fat asses, right? So, of course, they told me that he said, what is this, a booty contest? And I was like, what? There's no fucking way he said that, did he? But no, he said beauty.
Can we think of another one? I mean, it's clearly,
Give me some.
Somebody always calls you uglier.
Yeah. Yeah.
With
like,
the kids, he's like often, you're awfully quiet over there.
Yeah. He does do that. One. Oh, yeah. Right. If somebody's already like not comfortable or self-conscious or whatever, he'll shit on them publicly about them not talking or whatever. But yeah, there was something else I was just thinking of about the beauty contest reminder. Oh, what's the deal? The last episode, Robbie. I know you're very busy with your new job. Maybe this responsibility will fall on you, Rob.
Okay.
Can you crawl into Walker Hayes' DMs and see if she'll come on the show?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I can
do
that.
Oh, I thought Rob was going to reach out.
I'm sorry.
I'm making that Rob's responsibility. Yeah. One big thing is we got to get the mic working. I'm sure that's important.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, if we can get the mic working, we're good.
I talked to Dr. Gill this past week. By the way, Rob, he wants you to produce his song, meaning make it sound better,
yes,
not just have it on our show and
I'm not going to use his audio from that video he sent me. He's got to come in here, and he's got to plug his guitar into the, you know.
All right, that's not why I talked to him, but...
Was he not happy with
how
we...
No, that didn't come up. Okay. I don't even know if he heard it. I was talking to him about what he does for a living, and he says, tell Joe that I'm glad to do his procedure, too. I can permanently remove his love handles in about an hour under local anesthesia.
Done!
He won't have to starve himself anymore.
Yeah, how do I do it? Well, all right, I'll be right in.
Yes.
Yes. Tell him I'll be there. Let's schedule it.
All right.
He's in your phone as Dr. Gill?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, cool.
What's he in your phone as?
He's not, but he will be now.
To be.
And his song has just got a lot better.
He's going to have work on all of us. Robbie, you need some work done?
Yeah.
You sound like he have a new job. How's that going?
Yeah, you don't seem like a get work done guy, Robbie, to me.
Well, it's very, very different from the system that I'm accustomed to, and it's a very different schedule than what I'm accustomed to.
It's a learning curve.
Do you pass a store that has the Mountain Dew that you like?
Not at all. Again, it's not in my county. That was the whole issue. But I've stocked up. You know, I was over to Gramps a lot on the holidays, and they've got plenty over there where you guys live.
Yeah, every time I saw Robbie, he was drinking one.
Yeah, that's what's in Hogan's reelection campaign. We have all the Mountain Dew, whatever it's called, live wire. I don't know.
Hey, Robbie, if there was a guy and he politically, he or she differed from you in every way except for his commitment to get the Mountain Dew in the convenience stores with which you frequented, would you vote for that person? It was their only thing you agreed with.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't?
No, they are in charge of getting me Livewire, and they won't do it?
No, you're not understanding. Okay.
In their campaign promises.
One of their campaign promises is to get Livewire in the county in which you live. However, every other campaign promise you disagree with.
Yeah, they're going to ban guns.
No, the guns is a way bigger issue than Livewire.
Well, they can't. Governors can't ban guns.
All right.
Whatever.
Well, okay. They try.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here he is.
Here we go.
Yeah. Charlton Heston.
Any, have you getting along with everybody at the new job, Robbie?
So far, he's only been there a day.
Nobody's mentioned that they hate the Eagles.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, I noticed that my boss was on a Sig Sauer chair mat. And I looked down and because that's a gun manufacturer.
Oh.
One of the guns I own, as a matter of fact.
Jesus.
And so I so I commented and I said, oh yeah, I said I have a 1911 6 hour. He goes, oh, you'll fit in great around here.
Yeah, when you shoot up the place after you get pissed off.
And there's gun magazines in the bathroom.
What if you find out that everyone that works there hates the Eagles? What do?
Who hates the Eagles? Come on.
Think they're overrated.
I know who hates the Eagles. The dude.
Fictional character.
Yeah. Well, you can't even live with that.
Exactly.
You can't even. Yeah.
Like one real person you work with is 10 times worse than a fictional person.
He's fine with E.T. There's no problem there. But if one guy pretends to not like the Eagles. Meanwhile, there's an Eagles song in that salsa version of Hotel California.
Yeah.
Robbie's like, the character doesn't like the Eagles. Fuck that guy.
All right. You're just humming Hotel California. Your boss is like, please.
Yeah, stop.
Enough of that stupid band.
Yeah, can you go with another one? You're like,
sorry. He pulls out a gun. I'm going to shoot myself.
I can't sing sour.
Yeah, it would be fine. I disagree with other coworkers on things, and one of my coworkers told me she doesn't like cats. I'm like, come on.
Well, cats suck. Oh, okay. The play or the animal? Movie. Yeah, the movie.
I love the movie.
Yeah, I don't like the play. I don't like the Broadway show.
I don't like the animal or the Broadway show. I love the movie.
I only like the one with Jennifer Hudson.
What percentage of people that have seen both the play and the movie prefer the movie?
The people that are in the movie. James Corden, that's it. And Taylor Swift. Those are the only people.
All-star cast. My Dry Bar comedy special is finally out 12, 13 months after I friggin' shot it, November of 19. Just download the Dry Bar Comedy app, and then you'll see me on new releases, or just type in my name, you're smart people. I guess I should produce, because now I guess I'm doing this now. I should produce an ad for the show, correct, Robbie?
Robbie?
For your Dry Bar Comedy?
Yeah, to play on our show. Like, I should I have the actual video and audio, but I could make my own thing.
That would be a great idea.
Okay.
Do you need Marcus to do the beginning and end?
Well, I thought it'd be better if I'm reading it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you're going to be playing your comedy, right? You're going to be playing some of your comedy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
And then you're going to do the wraparounds.
Okay.
You should have another voice do the wraparounds.
All right. I will come up with something then. That makes sense.
Do you have to change your... So the company that Rob and I work for when we do terrestrial radio is Hearst. Mm-hmm. I think it's the last radio stations that they own is BAL and WIYY.
Well, we're in a great company for advancement.
Right, right, right. We can move next door. That's it. Or you're screwed. But anyway.
They don't have any other stations in any other
market. I'm pretty sure that I heard that's their only markets. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right about that. But anyway, the point that I'm making is I now have to change my password. And let me tell you something. That might be
Why?
Something that Robbie's okay with. Because you have to do it every however many days.
Wow.
And you know what? That almost,
I hate password changing.
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's there's few things that annoy me. Like, because here's the deal. Where do you keep your passwords? Do you keep them somewhere?
I have a file that's not called passwords. It's called something else.
Right.
It's probably stupid, but where I have everything listed. But I'm always forgetting. I got back on TikTok and I couldn't find my password, and now I have to have a new account, and it's just, the other day I threw my phone on the floor. Tawana's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, I just can't remember my password. I mean, but I was that angry.
Your she own thought, phone?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that
she
sucks.
Thought something was serious. I'm like, no. It's
that is serious,
problem.
Though, and that's yeah. the thing. Like, I have a book. A book.
Written book? Like
a written okay. book that I keep, and I have 100 passwords. God, I remember.
Yeah, it's so many.
If you're a loyal Robin Joe Show listener, you know who Scott Apple is.
Well, we need to have him back.
And I used to work with Scott Apple, right? And
the good old days.
He said to me, you know, everybody knows the famous haircuttery line. This is very similar to that. Here's his haircuttery line. The person who cut my hair retired. And I go, man, I got to get a new place to cut my hair. He goes, hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you where to go. Haircuttery. Like, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Anyway, but...
Haiti Gas, Royal Farms.
So he... I go, God, I got to change my password. He goes, I have the same password for everything. I go, no, you don't. You're not... You're required to change your password. I go, plus, how do you have the same password for everything? Sometimes they require characters. Sometimes they require capital
exactly.
letters. He goes, nope. All my passwords have a character in it. Have a capital letter, it's always the same. Well, first of all, that's not true.
It's Tom Petty.
But even if it was true, who the hell's regular password would be? Capital TZ, ampersam, you know, 123, whatever. Who would remember that shit? But that's
what
Scott
does. Apple would. He's ahead of the game.
He is uncrackable.
I thought about making all my passwords, like the first four letters of the whatever the website is, and then the same next thing. Like, so, if it's Facebook, it's my password is capital F-A-C-E and then 2-9 exclamation point star. And then if it's...
But then you get...
And then if it's, you know, Twitter, it's
But you know how you
T.
get fucked. You know how you get fucked.
Yeah. They
You're on here and they tell you, oh, you got to change it. What do you change it to?
You're fucked. You're right.
And you know what? This is what makes me the craziest. So it's like, all right, you got... Whatever you have, and then you put 123, and then you put an exclamation point, right?
Yes.
That's what you're doing. Okay.
Right.
Well, then 30 days go by, and they go, all right, you have to change it. So you change the exclamation point to a question mark.
Uh-huh.
Then another 30 days go by. You change the exclamation point from a question mark. Now it's the hashtag.
Yeah.
Well, eventually, you know, you're like, well, I'm running out of shit. And then they won't let you use everything up top.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, okay, I'll use the at symbol. Sorry, no, you're not allowed to use that. I'm like, well, I'm running out of shit to do.
I hate it on a TV show or a movie where somehow they can guess the password. They're like,
yeah, you can.
Where's
yeah.
he from? He's from Alabama. Okay. Roll Tide. When's his birthday? September. Roll Tide 09. Yeah. And there it is. Like, fuck yes. you. It's not that easy.
Do you remember the password in Die Hard?
Oh, to get in that guy's name we forget.
Yeah. Robbie?
Nope.
Red Castle.
Nice. That's my new password.
And that was the last one, and that was the one he had to actually figure out. And I think it was some translation of Takagi or something or whatever it was. And that's when they played the, what's the, dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
Ode to Joy. Dun,
dun. What yeah. is that? Yeah, Ode to Joy. Right, there you
it's
go.
Good stuff.
That's what they play when Argyle was finally able to crack the safe.
Way to spoil it. Mm-hmm. All right, are we wrapping this thing up, or we've got another break? How are we out on time?
Yeah, what are we doing, Robbie?
What's our time like?
Hey, your guys' call.
What are we? How are we on time? How long have we done?
We're only at like minute 35.
35 minutes.
Yeah, we got a lot more to go. What else? What else do we need to talk about? Anything else?
No, I really want you to just go to my dry bar. You can tip. What? There, Ode to Joy. I mean, you hear this, you think of Die Hard.
Yeah, I hear about the safe opening.
And you're always happy for them, aren't you?
I don't remember being happy for them.
I remember being happy for them.
Robbie?
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting moment, certainly.
But you're not, I don't, but normally I don't get that there. I was happy when what was the name? Our guy was a cab driver. And what was
limo driver?
The limo driver, I mean. And what was the other guy who was the crack the code?
I don't remember his name.
But remember when he slammed into him
yes.
with his
yes,
with his,
that was great.
That
moment.
I like.
You like that?
That moment I liked.
All right.
What's the Mount Rushmore of Die Hard moments?
Okay.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho ho ho! Is on there.
When they, he knows it's Bill Clay. That whole. What Hans?
Well, so I'd say Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker,
yes.
is one, right?
When Al kills
the blonde guy.
Yeah, Carl.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And When to Pray. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's so cornball. Okay, so I'll give you that. Al kills the what's his name? Heinrich? I can't remember what his
that's
name
Carl,
is.
That's Carl, isn't it?
Carl, right.
Yeah.
Right, he kills Carl.
What about the...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Come out to the coast.
I don't know. I don't know if that's on the list.
What about when he kills...
Takagi.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I don't even think that scene's as good as when he says, you're not the table. But neither one.
Well, when he first introduced
himself,
he's walking around.
Yeah, what
the
about
thing
when
we
he,
do in our murder mystery?
When he wraps the chain around his neck and drags him down the thing and hangs him from the.
Yes, but he survives that.
He does survive. Yes. How? I don't know how.
What about when he's
he
coming out?
Dead?
Joseph Yoshimoto Takagi, born 1937.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
I don't know, man. They're all good.
What about when Ellis is on the phone with him?
Well, I did that because when Ellis, but the
that's a capiche? Great moment.
The great moment is when he goes, "Tell him you don't know me. Look."
Yes.
He doesn't know what kind of man you are, but I do. Then you'll give me my detonators.
My top moment is when he's on the plane and the guy tells him how to relax his feet.
Yeah, and he comes back in. He's not wearing shoes. Hey, that ends up costing him.
Yeah.
Of course, because later on, the guy has feet the size of his sister.
Ah, classic.
Hey, remember how he knew that these guys were well-funded? Do you remember, Robbie?
Because they're designer suits?
Because they're fake IDs.
Fake IDs.
I've seen enough fake IDs
yes.
in my day
okay.
to know that these
Do you know
guys...
How many, you know how many Die Hard movies there's been?
Six.
Is it? It's five or six, I know.
It's five or six.
Yeah.
One of them was shit. Hey...
Robbie loves two.
And
he loves it.
I love
he does.
Two. I do love two. And I was going to ask if you wanted to do those moments.
Yeah, let's do two.
Yes.
It's
just,
when,
just
damn, 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 when that guy gets killed or whatever.
Just the facts, man.
Let's do your top five moments in Rocky V.
I'm not a big fan of that Samuel L. Jackson one either.
Hey, did you like, Robbie, that I referenced Raiders of the Lost Ark when I was talking to Jerry Sandusky? Did you like that?
What? Tell me the reference. I can't remember.
He was talking about how when you try to stop Derrick Henry, you have to hit him as early as possible because he's starting 5 yards back, and as soon as he hits the line of scrimmage,
right. I remember.
He can't. I go, yeah, it's like that boulder in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, you said that? I missed that line.
Yeah. And he said, yep, that's exactly what it's like. And then we made out.
Can we talk about the guy that Joe, Katie, and I talked to last night at the bar?
Sure. Oh, yeah. That guy, he was by himself. By the way, Rob and I, once again, super spreader event.
Yeah.
We went to a bar, which is so, God, sorry. I won't rant again, but I will say, why close at 10? You might as well just stay open until the end of the game.
We're trying to watch the national championship game.
Yeah, leave at halftime.
They totally fucked the Baltimore bars by having the Ravens play at 8 this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, what would that have done to the economy?
I mean, it's millions.
Who's going to benefit now? BGE?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Who benefits from this? God, so bad.
But we were watching the game, and Katie said she's getting into astrology.
Yeah.
She's trying to, which I thought was funny. Like, she's having trouble getting into it, or she can't break into the field. I don't know. So we just started talking to this guy. We knew you were having him guess what you had for dessert. He sat by himself, so we just started talking to him.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do in COVID. You just talk to strangers.
Breathe on him.
We were having him guess what you had for dessert, because apparently you've been to this bar 3 times in, like, 18 hours.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. I went there with my dad.
Yeah.
When he told me I only had to drag leaves 10 feet. Then on the way home yesterday, I'm like, hey, I should have gotten a gyro.
Yeah.
Right? And so I stopped there. And then last night, we wanted to watch the national championship game. We went to 2 places before we went back to Hella's.
We drove by 2 places. They were closed. We didn't go in. Yeah.
Well, what did I say? Yes. Sorry. We did not go in. Yeah. We drove by 2 places. There were no cars in the park.
We didn't 3 places.
There were no cars in the... Yes. Yeah. We were bar hopping.
Has Gramps done karaoke there yet?
God, you know what? I've already given Gramps some grief. I'm just going to go real briefly on this. Again, if you're a Patreon, you can listen. My father doesn't want to do anything. It's becoming increasingly frustrating, but I want his life to be better. So I'm working on him, and it's not easy. He doesn't make things easy. Now, what do you think my dad likes to do, Robbie, more than sing? Nothing? I mean, that's pretty right, doesn't he? He's always singing.
Right.
So I say, well, look, they have karaoke at this place, Hell's, on Wednesday night. I'll go there with Katie and Erica. Now, my friend Erica is very pretty. My wife, everybody knows, she's a 10.
Yep.
And so what would my father like to do more than go out with 2 hot chicks and sing? Doesn't it sound like...
Sounds perfect. Like good times.
He goes, I go, all right, Dad, we're going to go carry... He goes, you're not just doing this because of me. I go, that's fucking exactly why I'm doing it.
Like karaoke.
Me?
I mean, you like to go and hang out.
I like to hang out.
Right, but I'm saying...
I'll go wherever. Right.
You're also... It's not like you would never do that without him.
Well, I never would do it without him.
Well, you...
I've never done it without my brother or my dad.
We've went in Virginia Beach a couple times.
Sorry, that's right. I've done it with them, too.
Sorry, I thought you enjoyed yourself.
I don't... Yeah. Well, I don't like to sing. I like to...
Right, right.
If I am there with... Yeah, clearly, if I'm there with Tommy and Eric, I want to do it.
Right, right.
Okay.
I don't mean to sing. I mean just to walk.
Sure, yes. And I would. But in this case, I'm doing this for my father.
Of course.
Right. Okay. He goes. I don't want to go. I go, Dad, geez, what are you going to do instead? Do you want to sit in this chair or whatever? He goes, all right, I'll go, but I don't want to sing. I go, well, what's the point? I mean,
Country
I don't.
Country roads, right? That's what he's
whatever he can say. He can sing a million things. I'm like, well, what's the point? Why we go? He bails.
Ugh.
He bails. He ends up not going. It's something that he ends up not wanting to do. So, anyway, that was that. What were we talking about?
Well, we're at this bar, and we're started going over when he was born, and Katie's reading off his sign and what all that means. Anyway, we somehow get into...
Do you remember what he was?
He was born in April, so Sagittarius.
He was a Taurus.
Taurus, yeah. Okay. Anyway, somehow we got into sports people's nicknames, and Katie was on this website. She was naming an athlete, you know. Irvin Johnson, Magic. We have to guess the nickname. So then, keep in mind, Robbie, I'm going to have you guess here what he said. This went on for about 10 minutes, probably at least 50 athletes.
We were good at it.
We were really good at it. So then we said, what's the Mount Rushmore of athlete nicknames? Like, when you see Magic Johnson, you don't say Irvin. You just magic is how you refer to him, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the obvious first one.
I'll give you 1,000 guesses if you want to guess what this guy, the first name he said when we talked about the Mount Rushmore. I'll give you 1,000. No, I'll change my mind. I'll give you $1,000,000 if you guess it. Okay.
I have OJ. I have no idea.
No, go ahead, Rob.
He said Madonna.
Madonna was his guest. Yeah. I was like, we knew. By the way,
we hadn't mentioned one.
Yeah,
musician.
Up to that point, we hadn't mentioned anybody other than she was literally reading from websites.
Yes,
the best
athlete nicknames. It was at least 50. By the way, might have been more.
Yeah, we were starting to get dupes.
Yes,
because she had gone on so long.
I don't think we ever answered that question, though.
I don't even know. Is Madonna is that her real name?
I don't even know.
It is. I think that is actually her middle name.
So not only is it not a nickname, she's not an athlete, and it's also not a nickname.
I'm going
to
look
But it
up.
Is how we refer to her.
Louisa Madonna Ciccone, I think is what
Oh, yeah. So her name is actually Madonna. It's not even a nickname.
Right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have given her that. No, I'm sorry. It says Madonna Louise Ciccone, and Madonna is her first name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So wrong on every possible way you could be wrong.
Here's her. Here's her kids.
By the way, Satchel is the nickname. We didn't know Satchel Paige was the nickname.
Yeah, okay. It's Leroy Satchel Paige.
So clearly Satchel is the Mount Rushmore because I didn't even know that was the nickname.
Lourdes Leone, Rocco Ritchie, Mercy James, David Banda, Esther Ciccone, Esther, and Stella Ciccone. Is that her name, Ciccone?
I think it's pronounced Ciccone.
Whatever. Those are her kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think she's adopted 3 of those kids, though, right? She's only had 2 husbands. That surprises me.
Yeah. Well, this guy thinks she's got a great nickname.
When you Google Madonna, John Sally explains how Dennis Rodman's relationship with Madonna made Rodman more free. Would you like to hear about that?
What's your favorite Madonna song?
That's a good question. All right, let's think about that because I do love Ray of Light. But
I love Ray of Light.
I don't want to be that guy though that does.
Yeah, I love Holiday.
So Holiday's a good one. I believe my answer is going to be Borderline.
I love Borderline.
Robbie,
Like a Prayer.
No,
it's a wrong.
No, sorry.
He needs
to Papa Don't Preach. I'm going to tell you exactly.
Material Girl.
I like Material Girl.
Is it a ballad, Robbie?
Crazy for You.
I love that one. She looked at me when she sang that when I saw her in concert.
Oh, yeah, really? I think, Robbie, didn't you say like her bra fell off?
Yeah, but I think she does it every show. I think it's a gimmick because she jumps up and down.
Yeah.
And it comes down just at the end of the song when the lights go out.
Sounds like Eric in our murder mystery.
Exactly. I think it's a gimmick. I think it's something she used to do.
Hey, while you're thinking, Robbie, Robbie went to see Madonna in concert. Okay?
Nice.
Who opened for Madonna? They, in my opinion, it's a band. I think they're as big as Madonna.
What year?
It's close. What is it, Robbie? Late 80s?
Yeah.
Do you remember who it was, Robbie?
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Late 80s band that's as big as Madonna?
I think they're as big. Robbie, would you agree? I mean, it's close. When you hear it, Madonna might be bigger, but you're not going to be like, no way. It's going to be like, okay.
Yeah, it's close.
It is close.
A band.
That's right. It's a band.
God. Late 80s?
Yeah.
Like, not a boy band? Like a band?
No, not a boy band, although it's boys.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
By the way, I've also seen them in concert, and the bands that I saw with them weren't anything like Madonna. I'll give you their big hit at
Duran Duran?
No. One of their members is dead. That doesn't really help a lot of bands. How about this?
Leonard Skinner.
How about this? The big hit that they had when Robbie saw them was She's On It.
I have no idea.
How about, here's a lyric of one of those. On the Gong Show, we won't get gonged. We're the Beastie Boys, not Cheech and Chong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a heck of a concert.
The audience was not thrilled with them.
I should have noodled that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, sometimes you don't get it, right? So what happens is everybody's there to hear, you know, Like a Virgin, and instead you're hearing the Beastie Boys. But I will say this. I think it was the very next year that License to Ill came out, and you know, you hate to say this because some people think it's some sort of cultural appropriation, but that album changed the world.
No, yeah, that's changed a huge, music
for sure.
Huge concert. Yeah.
Well, but you're saying, if you change music, you change the world.
Did you like them at the time, Robbie? Were you getting it?
I had never heard of them before.
That's right. Not the question.
Oh, did I like their performance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was indifferent.
Because
that doesn't sound like you, Robbie. Don't seem like somebody who would be indifferent.
You're not indifferent.
I don't know if I'm buying
you're very
that.
Very different.
It's okay to have not have liked them, but
I swear I do not remember having an opinion. I just noticed that the audience was not liking them.
Well, there's a famous story of Prince and the Revolution opening for the Rolling Stones and just getting booed. And then they're supposed to do the next night, and Prince didn't want to do it. And, like, the bass player was like, dude, you can't basically be a pussy. You got to man up. You got to don't let these fucking people tell you you suck. Now, this was a movie that he would come back and they'd love him. No, it was worse the next night. They're literally throwing raw chicken at them. Like a bottle, like he just missed them. Of course, things worked out. But like
that reminds me of a story that you've told about.
Can I play my favorite Madonna song first?
Sure, go ahead. Of course, some deep cut.
Mm-hmm. What is this, Blaze of Glory?
You think that I can live without your love, you'll see.
This is a deep cut.
You don't know that one?
What is it, Robbie?
It's called You'll See.
I like it.
What's it called?
It's called You'll See.
God, what's the matter with you, man?
It's from her album, Something to Remember.
The irony. That we don't remember it.
So I believe Bill Wyman is who you were referring to as the bassist for the Rolling Stones.
No. The bassist for Prince was telling
him. Oh, I got
you. Saying, dude, you can't let these guys, this crowd fucking push you around. This is a moment where you got to step up, and we agreed to do this, and yeah, it sucked, but you don't be a pussy and man up, of course.
So.
I mean, he just went in the studio and wrote fucking Purple Rain. It worked out, but like
That reminds me of a story that you once told. We all have stories about the great Neil Graham. He was a local comic, and I don't know if he was experiencing homelessness or not, but almost.
I picked him up at some place that he was living, but it definitely wasn't his place.
Yeah, almost every time I saw him, he appeared to be experiencing homelessness.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
And
smelled to be.
And I know Robbie knows him because one of my first paid gigs ever, Neil Graham was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil Graham, I remember this because he was doing some crowd work. I've told the story. And he goes, hey, what's your father do for a living? Now, I don't know. He was obviously trying to get something. I don't know what. It seems like a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, well, my father's dead. And then Neil Graham goes, yeah, actually, my father's dead too, man. It's rough. You remember that, Robbie?
I do kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like,
he was a weird guy, right?
He was weird, yeah. But the Rob told me a great story about him performing at Jillian's, which is another very early club. It's now Dave and Buster's, but yeah, tell that story.
Well, I had picked him up. I had gotten booked by whoever was booking it, and I was the feature, the host
T-Rex
feature.
Booked it, right?
Probably. It was a two-man show. I pick up Neil. I'd never met him. He smells, and it's the winter, so we're driving in the car, and I want to roll the window down, but I, you know, it's literally 30 degrees out. And he's telling me about going to Burning Man and every fucking hippie thing that you would think he'd be talking about. Anyway, I'm relying on, this is pre, like, I don't have a cell phone. He knows how to get there. Because he was there literally the week before.
Right.
Which I thought was strange that he's there back to back, but whatever. And so we can't find it, which is pissing me off because I'm assuming he knows how to get there. Well, finally we get there. You know, I go up, it's fine. I do okay. He goes up and he fucking eats it.
Yeah.
A legitimate bomb. And then he walks up to me and then he goes, man, that was so much better than last week. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then we're walking out and there's, you know, some people had left and there was still food on the table on their plate. And he grabs French fries as we're walking out off a plate of people that have ate and just starts eating them.
He did have one joke I liked when his dad was like, what are you doing up there? Are you jacking off? What are you doing? Crack? You cracking and jacking? I don't remember. I don't exactly remember how the joke.
Oh, it's a good title of the episode. Hey, do I get the title of the episodes now?
Cracking and jacking.
You do.
Cracking and jacking. It is, baby. Yeah, I'm editing the show this week and posting it. So if it sucks, you just
well, even if it sucks, it's gonna get out a hell of a lot sooner than it usually does.
Later.
Yeah.